two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside. Nightside. We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. Hey, if you are out on the roads today, stay safe, particularly high winds out on I-80 out on the west side of the state. Out in the West Desert, they've closed down a portion of I-80.
Yeah, like all of it.
Stretching
east and
from
westbound
stretching from Lake Point to Nevada.
Yeah, so
that's a big deal. Be very careful. Take that very, very seriously, especially if you're driving a high-profile vehicle, large truck, camper, you know, stuff like that. Boy, that'll just knock you right on your side. So be careful out there. And Alex, we'd like to remind everyone that tomorrow we're meeting with Dr. Matt. And so Dr. Matt's coming on to give us some mental health advice.
Yeah, it's our weekly session, bro.
It's our weekly session, and we're changing it up a little bit. Now, in the past, we've asked you to email and email your
and
questions.
And we want those. We still want those, nightside@ksl.com. Any therapy question you have, we want to get it. And so I don't want to discourage anybody from emailing.
No, no, no. Continue
but we're going to add email. we're going to add a new way for you to participate in the show.
That's right. That's right. We're going to kind of spice it up a little bit. We have a hotline that you can call and record a message. And then we play your question
right
in your voice, which I think sounds like a fun thing to do. Of course, it's not going to be for everybody, but you know, if you'd like to do that, please do it. And Alex, I just realized that no one gave me the phone number.
I've got it right here.
All right, good.
So our voicemails we're asking for Dr. Matt are 801-575-7668. So it's just KSL 7668. 801-KSL-7668.
Should I post that number on Twitter and ask for
absolutely
questions?
Say, hey, just ask your mental health question to Dr. Matt on the Nightside Project. Easy enough to do. 801-575-7668. So you leave those tonight. We will come through those. And look, no question is a dumb question. So we're gonna throw it out there to Dr. Matt, and we try to get the ones that we feel like are, if we have kind of repeats, kind of same type questions, or a lot of them are related, then we'll try to get one of those in there that sort of represents all those. But Dr. Matt, here's his phone number, or here's the voice line for
him. Here's his cell phone number.
Here's his cell phone number, no. But here's the recorded line where we're going to be able to hear your messages tomorrow, 801-575-7668. Give it a call. Record a question for Dr. Matt for tomorrow's program. In the meantime, Ethan, this one was something that I think that really spoke to you because
it did.
The military is actually trying to figure out a lot of things these days when it comes to the pandemic, just like everything else. Recruiting
right.
still needs to go on, and that's something that that they are trying to figure out during the pandemic. And this has already been a field where they have used video games in the past to pare down people who would be perfect for certain programs within the military. And now military recruiters are relying on video games like Call of Duty, Ethan, to be able to do some outreach and look at some younger men and women who could be perfect for enlisting.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how that works. It's not I think that people think to themselves that some like that a lieutenant general is watching and he's like, I've been watching you on Call of Duty. You're exactly what we're looking for to go murder the terrorists.
Well,
you know?
Obviously, and I don't think they're trying to say that Call of Duty is any way like real combat. But when you think about it, though, maybe these are young people who might be open to it, right? Just in terms of attitude and the things they think are cool, they might be open to
killing terrorists. Is that what you said?
After all, I don't know how it was up in Washington State where you were, but we had recruiters come to my high school, and you know what they brought? They brought
pizza.
Equipment.
Oh,
they were like, I actually got to sit down in a little corridor next to the cafeteria. I got to sit down and see what it felt like to sit down against a 50 caliber machine gun on a little tripod.
Well, so what? How did they simulate that?
Well, I just sat there. They brought it. They had it at my school.
Oh, I thought you meant like they would. It simulated like the kick and everything.
No. They brought this. They brought this. This 50 caliber machine gun, and it had these thumb triggers on it. And I sat down next to it. It was on a tripod on the floor, and you sat down and you kind of swivel a little bit. And it was, boy, it was a heck of an experience. So,
well, it's wild. It's wild to think that.
So Call of Duty might just be an indicator to say, hey, this is a kid that likes military stuff.
Sure.
Maybe we can, you know, talk to him about it. But there's something else, though. There's something else. And that is when you look at how much of the military is now going to these machines that are controlled, drones, aircraft, on land, in air, and sea, these remote controlled devices. Kids that are good at video games are going to be good at those, right? That hand-eye coordination.
Sure.
That spatial awareness, that ability to understand, you know, what's happening on the screen. It's not a small skill to have going into a military that's starting to fill up with things. I mean, you could connect one of those, one of those drones to an Xbox controller. And I'm not making a joke here. There are kids that would be instantly good at it. That's valuable, right?
And scary, as heck. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I don't have very many regrets in my life.
Here it comes.
One or two. And you and I have talked about this before. I regret not enlisting when I was younger.
I think I remember you talking about that, particularly after 9/11.
And I'm not saying, I'm not saying go and do it, right? I'm not saying that you should.
But I have the same kind of thought where you did, where I don't think that at any point, I don't know, think about where you were in your life when you were 17, 18 years old. And how seriously you were taking things. And then here's the other thing that I had. I had my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran and a POW in World War II. I had my dad, who served in the Marines. And the thing was is that my dad, it seemed like it was kind of like, hey, these other people do these things so that you don't have to. You're going to go off and do these other things. Like, in my mind, it was like, this is what you are going to do because hey, look, you don't have to go and serve. You're not going to get drafted because we're not in wartime. And so you are able to afford doing something else because other people were drafted or enlisted because of that,
right.
Whatever. I mean, that's the way exactly. I thought of it. It's like, it's almost like, you know, when my kids ask me, they're like, I want to get in the radio business. I'm like, you're never going to do it. I'm not letting you. Like,
I understand. And, you know, I didn't have... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my grandfather fought in World War II. My dad just drew a high number in Vietnam, so he just wasn't picked. They never got to him. And I thought about it, you know, because when 9/11 hit, I was still unmarried. You know, I could have gone and I could have done it. And I think, you know what, Alex, I think if I had done that, I'd be a better person. And I certainly would have benefited from that experience, and I certainly would have been proud of that. And I think my kids would be proud of it.
Sure.
Instead of having a veteran hero for a dad, they've got a schmuck who's...
Okay, you know. so unless you've served in the military, you're a schmuck.
No, of
I'm sure there are going
not.
To be some texters.
Of course not.
I'm sure there's going to be some texters who agree with you. But I think that, I look at it the opposite way. I'm very grateful for the people who've served before me, and I got to do something else. That's the way I look at it. I mean, and I don't have it was not for me. That I will just say right now, it was not for me. And I kind of fit the profile, aside from being a super chubby kid, I fit the profile in the sense of, you know, athlete in high school, not the smartest kid in the school. And so I was like, hey, this is kind of
get a gun.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing that sometimes, like, they would sort of gravitate toward my type, you know, in school. I never really got that. All right, let's take a break here. 57500 is the text number, and we got this text right here. I am here, so is Dad. So that's the text that we just got, and I'm assuming that's talking about you and I. I'm here, so is Dad. The call-in text line. That 50 caliber machine gun is known as Meduse, designed by John Moses Browning. That was the text that just rolled in here. That's the one you got your hands on, Ethan. And, wow, I-80 has closed all traffic from Lake Point to Wendover because of wind. Yes, that's no joke. It is happening. You've got to make sure and not, you cannot travel on I-80 west and eastbound there past Lake Point. So, three semis, according to UHP, blown over with the wind. Taking the news break here. We'll find out more about that and much more. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio. We're going to talk about Salt Lake County reopening a little bit more in the rec center business. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.